Thousands of Taliban fighters have now surrendered to the Northern Alliance and other Afghan rebel forces during the course of this war. Now there are reports that dozens of Taliban prisoners died in custody after the fall of the northern city of Kunduz, that they were transported west of Kunduz in shipping containers, and that many asphyxiated in those containers. Carlotta Gall wrote that story for the New York Times. She joins us now. She's still in northern Afghanistan and speaking to us by satellite telephone. Carlotta, first of all, how did you find out about these deaths?
We were allowed into the main prison in northern Afghanistan, in Shivalgan, where they're holding over 3,000 Taliban prisoners. And we were allowed to speak to some of the prisoners. And even the official who's in charge of the prison admitted that it had happened, and he said 43 prisoners had died while they were being transported. Some, he said, from injuries and some from lack of oxygen. So they are admitting it. The prisoners imply that it was actually more than that. They're talking about many dead.
Now, could you describe these shipping containers? Where do they come from? What are they like?
They're the most frequent thing you see around here. They're big metal containers with you know, very long. They go on the back of a truck, and they have metal locked doors.
What about the prisoners, the people you talked to? Were they mostly Afghans or were they foreigners?
Of the 3,000 in the Shivalgan prison, the vast majority are Afghans. There are several hundred foreign prisoners, mostly Pakistanis, about 40 Arabs, and then other people from Yemen, from Uzbekistan, various other countries, people who joined the Taliban.
Did any of them tell you what their experience in Afghanistan had been like?
Yes, I mean, certainly it was Pakistanis who spoke up about the terrible trip in across the desert to Shivalgan in containers. There was one young man who was shaking and wrapped up in a blanket who said that virtually everyone in his container, maybe 100 people, died. He said he was one of 7 to survive. And, of course, the real hardline types weren't really tall, but they all talk of terrible fighting in the fort there, where the survivors were underground in a basement for 6 days, and I think that was a very traumatic and grim experience.
This detention center that holds thousands of people, you talked also to the man who runs it, who told you some sort of extraordinary stories about the place.
He's called General Juravek, and he's a Soviet-trained officer, and I think he was given a real task because, you know, the Northern Alliance has never really taken so many prisoners before, and suddenly they had thousands surrendering in Kunduz and arriving in Shivalgan in trucks and shipping containers, and I think he had a real terrible time at first. I know a photographer who got into the prison very early, and he said it was incredibly tense. All the prisoners milling in the courtyard, a very ugly feel. They were obviously nervous. The guards terrified of another uprising. But within days, I think he'd solved that a lot.
I gather that in the scheme of things in Afghanistan in all these years of war, that this represents some substantial kind of progress to take people prisoner and hold them rather than summarily executing entire groups of people when they're captured.
Well, certainly the International Red Cross, who are here, they are saying that. They've been allowed into all the prisons and detention places in northern Afghanistan, and they say they're getting cooperation, they're registering the prisoners, they're getting the wounded to hospitals. So they say that's really a first.
Carlotta Gall, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Carlotta Gall of the New York Times. We reached her in Puli Humri, which is a village south of Mazar-i-Sharif in northern Afghanistan.